From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated. I'm your host, Christopher Purdy. Lulu is the creation of a German-born novelist called Benjamin Franklin Wedekind. His books, Earth, Spirit, and Pandora's Box, gave birth to a beautiful young woman who seems to have no morals, no conscience, and an adventurous life, and a grisly death. Wedekind's Pandora's Box was filmed in 1929 in Berlin by G.W. Pabst. Lulu was played by a looker from Kansas City named Louise Brooks. She was a flashing-eyed flapper, all beauty, sometimes innocent, sometimes knowing. I'll bet it was the silent Louise Brooks who captivated Alban Berg in 1930s Vienna, when the air was filled with the horror of what was to come and when a last orgy, a final decadence, seemed life-giving. Lulu's Murder by Jack the Ripper anchors the story to Vienna and London in the late 1880s. We first meet Lulu, cabaret artiste, socialite, sprite, hedonist, as she's being painted as Piero. Her husband rushes in and drops dead. His body unnerves her. She can't even do up the hooks of her dress. We know Lulu as the pet of the wealthy Dr. Schön, whose son Alva is besotted with her. The painter she marries, and he commits suicide. As the star of Alva's latest musical revue, she becomes a power enough to laugh off Dr. Schön's engagement to a respectable woman. Lulu dictates the letter in which this upstanding man breaks off his engagement. But if you think of Lulu as a whore or a nymphet with no conscience, think again. At least she tells us plainly, "I have never pretended to be other than I am, and no man has ever given himself to me without knowing me for exactly what I am." Alban Berg's music uses the 12-tone style developed by Schönberg in the early 20th century. Berg marries these uncertain tonalities to musical forms used by Haydn and Mozart. Is he telling us about Mozart's era crashing into the Nazi years? Yes, the story is set much earlier, but the musical style and its use in depicting Lulu, Alva, Dr. Schön, Schigolch, the mysterious old hobo who Lulu loves, single not a new age, but a careening into decadence, despair, and hopelessness. Well, what about entertainment? Lulu herself is an artiste part of the time. She's admired by a prince, by acrobats and schoolboys, and she has a devotee in the one character who shows heart, the Countess Geschwitz.
Geschwitz.
But it's not enough. As the men are destroyed, Shigolch and Geschwitz remain, and a girl's gotta eat. I don't think Lulu's final days as a prostitute and her murder by Jack the Ripper is punishment. She's forgotten, a footnote, a whore, nothing. Dead is bad, irrelevant is worse. The third and final act of Lulu was left incomplete when Alban Berg died in 1935. The premiere went ahead with a truncated score. It used to be said that Berg's wife, Frau Helena Berg, was jealous and vindictive of her husband's philandering and maybe his obsession with the fictional Lulu or Louise Brooks on the screen. But she held on to the completed score and gave it to no one. After her death in 1977, the complete three-act Lulu became available. Her story is timely whenever people are tempted to die of excess. And that's the final curtain on this edition of Opera Abbreviated from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy. For more information and for more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.